I'm Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, where 2012 was a year of change for government. Supporters and opponents waged a campaign over the formation of a new borough, expanding the planning and taxing authority of the municipal government to a much larger area.
I feel we are all in this together, and together we will have a stronger voice in the future of our area.
What happens when overbearing zoning laws and property taxes take over an area?
So far, it appears a majority of area voters approved that change during a state-run mail-out election in December. So 2012 will likely be the last for the city of Petersburg, which will dissolve and be reborn as a borough government. The final election results are set to be certified by the state in early January. Meanwhile, the town lost a court battle to keep its current representation in the state legislature. The Alaska Redistricting Board's reapportionment plan for Southeast put Petersburg in a new House district with Juneau, instead of keeping it in with smaller panhandle communities. The early May crash of the Matanuska into Ocean Beauty's cannery was captured by a passenger in this YouTube video. The Marine Highway System blamed the accident on a strong tidal current and maneuvering error by the ship's captain. As a result, the seafood company did not operate the Petersburg plant this year. The crew of the Petersburg-based Coast Guard cutter Anacapa fired upon and sank a derelict Japanese fishing vessel in April in the Gulf of Alaska. That ship and other flotsam were among the first arrivals to U.S. waters after drifting thousands of miles across the Pacific from the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in northern Japan. Meanwhile, a major reconstruction of Petersburg's downtown streets got underway in September.
Nordic is always going to have one lane of traffic open, and we're probably always going to keep it going north. So you'll be going south on First and north on Nordic.
The project to rebuild the roads, drainage, and sidewalks continues in the springtime and will be finished by next fall. Petersburg also celebrated the opening of a new fire station and started up construction of a new public library and finalized plans for replacement of the town's oldest harbor. Controversy continued over management at the Petersburg Indian Association throughout the year. The local tribal government saw the resignation of one administrator and the firing of another, as well as commentaries on the radio and the newspaper editorial page. Police had a busy and dangerous month in October. The school campus and hospital were locked down for a short time after reports that a local man had threatened to kill people. He was soon arrested. 2 days later, officers set up a roadblock and arrested another man after an armed standoff on Frederick Point Road. Police say he fired at them with an assault rifle before eventually surrendering. Later that month, police evacuated Halloween revelers from Keto's Cave Bar and arrested another man they say was threatening to kill people. The state added a prosecuting attorney in the Department of Law's Juneau office during the year in response to concerns from Petersburg officials over the dismissal rate for local court cases and a lack of communication with police. Local voters in October turned down the purchase of waterfront industrial land in Scow Bay for use by the Harbor Department. 2012 saw a number of brown bear sightings on Mitkoff Island, typically home only to smaller black bears. Residents captured one brown bear on video at Frederick Point East and photographed another fishing for salmon at Blind Slough during the summer. Then in October, a local hunter shot a brown bear while moose hunting on southern Mitkoff Island.
We are offering our blessing to this bridge for whoever travels over it, that they are... That you love one another, that you cherish one another while you have them.
It was a rainy Veterans Day as the community joined family and fellow Marines dedicating a bridge south of town to Harry Keto, who was killed during the Vietnam War. The potential for hydroelectric power production in nearby Thomas Bay remains up in the air. One private company was denied a federal permit to continue studying one potential site in early 2012. The city of Angoon did not renew its permits for two other sites late in the year, and another private company still hopes to pursue a permit for Thomas Bay Hydro. The U.S. Forest Service approved a large timber sale on the nearby Tonka Road system on Kuprinoff Island. Viking Lumber of Klawak is expected to start logging there in 2013. And in fishing news, Southeast's Seine Fleet approved a plan to reduce the number of permit holders in that fishery. Gillnetters near Wrangell in Petersburg had federal observers monitoring their fishing for marine mammal encounters. And the Longline fleet prepared for new observer requirements that go into place in 2013. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.